Well, hello and welcome to the Smells Like Money podcast. Join me, Suzanne Chin Taylor, the doo-doo diva, as I interview guests who are making an impact on how we manage and operate systems for conveying and treating wastewater. As a veteran of the wastewater, trenchless, and civil infrastructure industry, each week I'll be bringing you industry know-how from industry pros who know how. Join me each week as I speak with representatives of organizations that are utilizing disruptive or new technologies and methods, and executives who are excited to share how to be successful and sustainable in our vital industry. So whether you want to learn about the latest trends in technology, in treatment or trenchless, gain tips on training and retaining great talent, or simply how to be more efficient, productive, or profitable, this podcast is for you. Ready? Let's dive right in. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Doo-Doo Diva Smells Like Money podcast. Today, I am still joined by David Powers. We are continuing our conversation about his firm, Rooter Hero. And as you can see over my shoulder, we have the distinct pleasure of being, we have a guest co-host here. This is Mr. Mikey, and hopefully he won't get too fussy, but chances are we'll just see him fall asleep behind my shoulder. So David, on our last episode, we were talking about the entrepreneurship model and employee engagement. And that led me to want to have you come back and do a second episode. And this is about this interesting little thing that you started that I, you know, it started as a small thing, but it has really, really blossomed. And I think it's such a fabulous idea that truly, I believe that every organization that's out there listening should think about trying to do something like this, even if it's on a small scale. I just love the idea. And that is the concept of a book club.
Yes.
And now I can just hear some people in the audience going, what? Are you nuts? A book club for plumbers, for HVAC, for sewer? What are you? Lady, you're out of your mind. And at first I thought, okay, David, you started this. But what I want to know is what sparked the idea to decide to do this? And then how did you start it? You know, and then I'll let you just tell the story and the history of it, of like, what books did you start with? And like, how quickly did it take off and where it is at now? And I really want to get into like, what was required of you to do it? What do you require of, quote unquote, members of the book club to join? And all those kind of fun things, because I just think this is just, it's just a fantastic idea for, I think the skilled trades, because I don't think they get enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
They can take courses. They can maybe buy a book off of Amazon and try to, you know, have it make sense themselves, but you're taking it one step further. So I'm going to shut up now and just let you tell the story of the Rooter Hero Book Club.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's been definitely one of the biggest game changers within our company, right? Both with employee engagement, but also like personal and professional growth. Myself included. So before I officially launched it, we had done it in like fits and starts. You know, we would read like a chapter and then it would go weeks between, just because nobody would make the time or nobody could make the time, until we made it a priority, right? And this was way back in the day. Like I think it was 2012 is when we had the first one, and it was the book Who Moved My Cheese, right? So it's a good book.
One of my all-time favorite books. I go back and reread it whenever I'm facing a challenge in my life, because it's a short read, but it really does help you keep things in perspective.
It's one of those books that like you have to be careful with, because a lot of companies use it for like layoffs. Right.
Yeah.
And they like have they give everybody the book and like with a cheese plate or something like that. And so people are like wary about that, because there's so many stories online about how the layoffs happen. So we've stopped putting that one into the circulation, although it is one that I read every other year or so. We follow that up with like the QBQ, the question behind the question, and then it just gained traction. At first, it was just for the management staff, right? Everybody would gather on Thursday morning. We'd talk about the section of the book that we went over, and then we opened it up. We opened it up to whoever wanted to come, right? So, and people from the field came in, like technicians, our salespeople, our the assistant managers or the office staff from the branch offices, and then even people from our contact center started coming in. And right now, every week, there's about, give or take, between 20 and 35 people that show up to this book club, right? Which, and then it's recorded, and then I share the recordings, right? And then the little Zoom AI summary thing that may or may not be 100% accurate. But it is one of those things that brought people together and spurred so many great innovations and great ideas of people that maybe the public wouldn't think would catch on to things, right? Because of the negative connotations between, like, call center agents and, plumbers and everybody in between. But they've come up with just things in the book that, like, I didn't think of. I didn't glean from it. The our founder didn't glean from it. And it was like a whole totally new perspective on these books, that we actually were able to take those ideas, and execute on them. And it was complete game changer for everything in the business, right? So, one of the best books we've done, and I think that's the one that, if you listen to our last episode, gave us a lot of the ideas, was the book Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, right? So, and if you've never read that, I mean, the what it's about is straight on the title page, right? It's about extreme ownership and everything that you do. And that one was transformative in the business. But we've also read things like The Effortless Experience. In fact, I brought that in for a contact center exclusive book club that we did. So just the ideas in that book allowed us to revamp the contact center to make it easier for customers to do business with us at the start, right? It was like, because before we had this like laundry list of checks that they'd have to ask the customer. And after reading that book, we were like, that's dumb. Let's just get them on the schedule, get them ready to go on, right? So stuff like that. It's and that came from the a lot of that came from the contact center employees. I was talking about the book in one of our all hands meeting with them, and they were like, we should do that. We should read that book. So, and we did, and it fantastic results. And just the amount of growth, both personally and professionally, as along with the employee engagement, it's makes the prep work worth it, like 10x. So what I do is I send out an audio copy and a physical PDF copy of the book every week, and on their own, they read it or listen to it, and then we just discuss it during the hour-long book club. And I usually have a couple of questions prepared, but I let the conversation go by itself.
Let it go organically,
Yeah.
right?
And sometimes I have to call it at the hour. So it's like, all right, it's been an hour, we've got to go. So let's wrap it up. But it's something that I never expected to catch on as well as it has. And people look forward to it. They're always asking me what the next book is, which I've gone ahead and now I have like a poll where people can suggest books, and whichever one gets the most votes gets it. So, because otherwise, it's I don't want to be the one making all the decisions in it. Like, but They've only messed up once, and even though it's a great book, it was very, very boring to get through, was The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker. It's a great book. It's just the audio recording of it was so dry that it was like I had to put it at like 1.5 on Audible to get through it. But
Wow.
great book. We actually got a few things out of that one too. Even though most people thought it was boring, and my thing was like you guys voted for this.
So how do you set it up? Do you do like a chapter a week
We do a
or a couple
chapter a
chapters
week.
a week?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like,
Oh.
oh, I've got to try to read, because I know myself, I'm
No.
not a speed reader and a lot of people aren't. But
No.
okay.
Yeah. It's it's one chapter, or if it's a short chapter, we go up to like 30 minutes of an audio recording, which depending on the book is one or two chapters. And then yeah, we do that every single week. And it's at first I had a waiting list, and then Zoom allows multiple people. So it's we have everybody that wants to come on. We just give them the link, we give them the material. I actually made a little internal web page that has links to the audios and the PDFs and all of the books that we've read for the last year and a half on there as well. So all they have to do is click and they can get caught up wherever we are.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So what do you think have been some of the best or your favorite for the group, the favorite books that you've started? Like, the only reason I'm asking is that if someone else is thinking about maybe starting this, what would be some recommendations that went over well, that really caught on, where people were saying, oh man, you gotta get in on this?
One of the best ones we've done in recent history was From Good to Great by Jim Collins. In fact, because of that, in the other room, we have a the hedgehog concept poster that we made. So, and that was like three book club discussions just on the hedgehog concept, right? And it
Tell
was,
me about that, because I have not read that book.
oh, it's great. The hedgehog concept is basically what you're good at, what's your economic motivator, and then what do you want to do? And as long as those th three things align, that's your hedgehog. That's your hedgehog concept. You stick with that and you're going to go far, right? So
Why a hedgehog? That was the thing for
that
me.
is Jim Collins, I don't know.
Okay, just something cute, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, I wanted to put like Sonic the Hedgehog on the poster, but they didn't let me. So I
No,
got
you
voted
can't.
down, probably thankfully. But there was that one. And then if I can find it. We also did Elevate by Tommy Mello
Okay.
from A1 Garage Doors. That one went over very well. Tommy's a very likable guy, and his book reads just like he talks.
Wow.
So it was that one went over well, especially a lot of the concepts in it resonated a lot. So, and we've been able to implement a few things from that book into our daily operations. Looking behind me because I have a lot of the books here. So because I can hold on to them after. And then the other major one that we've read recently that had a big turnout and a big lot of kudos for was The Thank You Economy by Gary Vaynerchuk, which is one of his older books. But the concepts, even if you take out the social media stuff, just the concepts in that book were amazing. So just and we made a lot of changes in how we do social media from that book, even though it came out in like 2011. The concepts, even though the platforms have
Right.
changed, the concepts were still there. And how we interact with customers from the initial contact through the initial marketing, through the contact center, through our resolutions department, and even our follow-ups. We took a lot from the Thank You Economy for that. And it just changed and brought a lot of discussion once we got over the hurdle that we're not talking about the social media aspects of this book. We're talking about everything else. So, yeah. So those are three of the most recent ones that we did that had the most impact, other than like extreme ownership and, how to win friends and influence people, which is obligatory. You have to have one if you're doing a company book club. So I think
Yes.
we
There
did.
also might be one was that the one of my favorites, and it never gets old, is the E Myth Revisited.
That
It's
one's
just
great.
that was it's well done. It's easy, it's chunked, it's just easy to understand. And as you're reading through it, you see yourself in it, like where you as an entrepreneur, as we talked about earlier, that intrapreneur, ooh, which personality type are you? And where do you fall short, and where should you not be sticking your nose in, letting somebody else do it? Love that book. But you were saying about personal and professional growth. Do you think something like this, I know this is kind of hard to quantify, but do you believe having something like this has helped the bottom line?
Yeah, I do. And I know it's really hard to quantify. It's a gut feeling. But I know that the people who go to the book club, and I don't know if it's, and I'm not going to say it's 100% the material. It might be the camaraderie and the engagement and the getting to know everybody, but they tend to perform better.
Ooh.
Right. So, because they have these ideas, they're meeting with the not only their peers, but like the people above and below them on the chain of command, right? And one of the things is if you're going to come to the if you're going to come to book club, you're going to at least have one takeaway from each session that you're going to use in your role here, right? And that right there, the performance from the people that go to book club as compared to the people that don't is you can track it. And
Wow.
yeah, it's
So what's the commitment for those who are involved? I know they have to read that material, but what else is required?
just participation in the club itself. So when we go around and when I facilitate the meeting, I will call on everybody at least once, right? So, which gets people thinking, and maybe it's not 100% fair to the people I call on last because they have all that extra time to think. But it's like a group interview, right? Whoever goes last has the best answer. But it's reading the material and participating in the meeting is the only two things that are required, right? So in order to participate, you pretty much have to read it or go off of social cues and pay attention during the meeting, which is almost just as good, right? So, because even if you read it, you might not have understood it until someone else discussed it and then it clicked, right? So, but those are the only requirements: reading the material and actively participating. I haven't gotten to the point where I have to have people have their cameras on, right? I don't want to do that. If they want to have their cameras off, that's fine. But as long as I call on them and they answer, everything is great. So
Now, do people come in and out based on the book, or like once you join, you have to do all the books?
Yeah, we have people drop out on certain books. Like they've read the synopsis, they're like, that one's not for me. But I still they're all in part of the same email group, so I send out all the material. They can read it if they want, right? And then
Well,
so but
you mentioned earlier about that one little. You created almost a spin-off group that it was just for the call center. Have you done that with others or other departments, or will you?
I was thinking of doing that with other departments. We did that with the contact center, and then we did it with our digital marketing team as well, where for the contact center, we did the effortless experience. And then for the digital team, we did digital customer experience, which is like a sequel to the effortless experience. And that went over very well because it was 100% about how they do their jobs and like ways to improve our digital presence and our digital team and how it engages with the customers. And that right there, those two books combined for the digital team was, it's like night and day from when they first started.
Wow.
It's crazy, honestly. And all we had to do was get a couple of people excited about it, and then it just spread because of the stuff that we talked about in the last episode with the Discord chat system, right? Because people would start talking about it on their team channels, and then it got the entire place excited about the book. So it was
That's
great.
so cool. That is so cool. Well, thank you for sharing all of this. I think it's a fabulous idea. I think it's something that more and more organizations, no matter what they are within our industry or anybody in the trade, should really, really think about. You know, and picking titles that are relevant to really help your team, it seems to be like the key.
Yes. You don't want to go like get stuff that nobody has any use for, right?
Right.
So yeah, you don't want to do really boring books. So always peruse them first, at least skim through them. And then even if they're a little boring, you can make them exciting just the way you talk about it. But
Right.
always get stuff that's relevant. We always stick with either business or entrepreneurial books. We tried to do The Boys on the Boat once.
Okay.
Because our former chief operating officer really wanted to read it. And that lasted like three chapters before we moved on to something else. So,
Oh, so sometimes you'll pick something, and then if it's just not resonating with everybody, you'll just say, you know what? I take it to group conscience of what do you think about this? Should we move on? It's not for us. Okay, so you do allow that flexibility. Oh,
Oh
that's
yeah,
good.
don't be afraid to fail. So, and sometimes you're gonna get some clunkers for the book, right? And that's okay. Just move on and
Try.
try again. So that's the best advice I can ever say, especially when first starting out with it. Just you're gonna pick wrong books. So, and that's fine. I mean, it would be weird if you got a A plus on each one, you know?
Yep.
So,
All right. Well, David, thank you so much. And for those who are interested in learning more about, you know, Rooter Hero and maybe you, David, how can they get a hold of you or connect with you on social media to learn more?
definitely. Definitely. So they can check us out anytime at rooterhero.com. I am very active on LinkedIn. So, and all you have to do is, well, search my name, David J. Powers. And that's where I'm most active. I'm doing a lot of stuff that pertains to Rooter Hero. Plus, sometimes I have random thoughts and stuff like that that I want to put out there. It is what it is. But LinkedIn, our website, or they can email me directly at david.powers@rooterhero.com.
Great. Well, again, thank you for being such a great guest and sharing all of your great ideas. And I wish you the best of success in your growth. And the fact that you're in Phoenix, maybe I'm going to see you up here in my neck of the woods in northern Arizona sometime soon.
That's the plan.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. Hope you got a lot out of it and enjoyed our two visits here with David from Rooter Hero. And until next time, keep it flowing. Thanks so much for joining me, the Doo-Doo Diva, on this week's episode of Smells Like Money. What stood out to you this week? Share your takeaways by leaving me a review. You can find out more about the new technologies, creating sustainable solutions, and insights on how to succeed in our vital industry by subscribing to the show. Whether you want to learn about the latest trends in wastewater infrastructure, treatment, or trenchless, you've got it all right here at Smells Like Money. If you're an industry expert and would like to be considered as a guest for the show, book a quick chat with me by visiting calendly.com/thetuitgroup/B-A-podcast-guest, or simply click the link in the show notes below. Until next week, a big shout out to all my industry friends and those who will be. You are my superheroes. Thanks for tuning in, keeping it flowing, and we'll see you all next week.